listening to 101.9 FM. This is a morning after show. Stick around because we have the Edmonton Block Heater coming to the studio. We'll be right back. So we're back here. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. And we have a special guest today, the Edmonton block hitter. He's here.
Hello.
Right here. I like the way you said that. Yeah. Just built up the sense of tension.
Yeah. These guys are a really cool band. They have one CD and one ready to go, no?
We have two, actually.
Oh, two
that are done and out that people can buy on iTunes or CD Baby or our website or whatever, and then we've got a brand new EP coming out on June 1st.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the CD one is called is Rover, no? Rover?
Rover is the new EP that's coming out.
Okay.
Yeah, it's sort of a companion piece to the album we put out in 2011 called Mars, Massachusetts.
Okay.
And, so we just kind of had some songs that we weren't sure were going to fit in on a whole record somewhere, but we thought sort of fit well with what was on Mars, Massachusetts. So we're going to put out the EP, and at the same time, we're also going to make available like a special edition of Mars, Massachusetts that'll have mm-hmm. the EP tracks on them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like special bonus?
Like a special bonus thing. Yeah, exactly. Cool. So we'll have both those available on iTunes for June 1st.
Awesome. So yeah, these guys are going to play some music here live, and they're going to be performing with a whole band on Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association.
Yay.
With Nukem Nice and Rowan Tichenor. So we'll listen to some songs from them as well. So yeah, we kick up the show with a couple of really cool songs. The first one is by a British band called Cougar. Nothing to do with the cougars that we have here, nor the animals
that's
or the other kind.
I wouldn't judge them if it was the colloquial
or
cougar,
maybe I don't
not
know.
A real cougar.
Maybe I don't know.
Maybe it's a woman in her 40s fighting an actual cougar, and they recorded it.
Is there a photo on the CD jacket that we can?
Yeah, it's like a red.
Oh,
red, no actual cougar.
Just abstract. So
yeah,
it's got to be some,
yeah,
it's something.
Look like flowers.
More
no?
respectable. Yeah, it does look like flowers.
Okay, so the song was "Stay Famous." Of this band Cougar, and then we listen to a band from I think these guys are from Idaho or somewhere from Atlanta, actually Georgia. The band is called A Problem of Alarming Dimensions. So it's a
that's
pretty
the band name.
Yeah, that's
a great
band.
Awesome.
Yeah, no, they're really really cool. It's kind of like post rock music.
All right.
So yeah, the song was We Prefer Luciferian. So yeah, pretty crazy guys. And also we listen to Chromatics with I Want Your Love, and that's what we're listening during the back of this Neil Young cover there. Yeah, it's cool band Chromatics. And also we want to mention Poster Loop Media that is sponsoring the Morning After Show this month. So check them out. They're in a lot of coffee shops, bars, music venues, record stores, I don't know, a lot of places around Vancouver and Victoria and Ottawa with their digital signs. So they advertise a lot of art, music, dance, sport events, theater, film, comedy. Yeah, a lot of things. And now CITR, they're also sponsoring us, so check them out. Poster Loop, posterloop.com. And if you have an event or something there, check them out. You can just upload your poster and they have like cheap rates and stuff, so check that out. Poster Loop Media. Okay, so let's listen to a couple of songs, and then we'll be back here with the Edmonton block hitter. They're gonna perform a couple of songs. Yeah, but first this.
Do you like noise, experimental, compositional, math, punk, post-punk, power pop, electronic, anything loud, quiet, local, or odd? White Light happens at the Astoria every Wednesday and features a wide spectrum of genre-defying music. Come by this month and check out Blind Horses, Polar Horse, Zen Mystery Fog, Pan, Citizen, Spiral Jetty, Defectors, Vapid, The Bad Machine, Eternal Summers, Future Tits, Blue and White Vans, Mine, Total Ice, and more. For more information, go to facebook.com/whitelights. That's facebook.com/WITELITES.
We'll be right back.
So actually, that was Edmonton Block Heater.
Whoever they were, they were pretty good.
Yeah, with Kiss Me Kate. Yeah, pretty cool song, eh?
Thanks, man. Yeah. We like it.
Yeah, that's why we stole it. I mean, wrote it.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I paid good money for that song.
Well, I think it's my favorite song. Well, I haven't heard the new EP, so
I know. I'm
looking forward for it.
Yes, just you wait. There's lots of good stuff.
You're going to play it on Friday at the BX?
Yeah, there's... Kiss Me Kate? Or the
yeah,
new
the
stuff?
New stuff.
Yeah, it's a mix. We're doing some new stuff and some old stuff and a couple things we haven't recorded yet. Mm-hmm. It's a whole mixed bag.
Yeah, some other people's stuff.
That's true. Yeah, we're actually doing a cover song, which is a rare thing for
us. Oh, yeah? Cool. Yeah, so this Friday, the Indie Pop Vancouver series at the British Exhibitment Association, 1143 Kingsway. These guys are going to be performing with Newcomb Nice, which they play kind of blues, rock, ska. It's kind of mix of everything. Yeah. And Rowan Tichenor also is going to be performing there at the beginning of the night. So, yeah.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends. Tell your parents, cheap beer, popcorn.
So your band's name, is that from the Hard Logo?
Yeah, it's from Hardcore Logo.
Hardcore Logo.
So yeah, when I was still living in Edmonton and just about to move out here, and I went on a real jag of reading a lot of Canadian writers at the time, and one of them that I really liked was Michael Turner. He wrote Hardcore Logo. And I was a big fan of the movie as well. So when I moved out here, and you know, it's always an epic challenge trying to pick your band name, and you sit there with a list of ridiculous things crossing them off until everybody goes, yeah, we like that. But this one we kept coming back to. I think we just kind of liked it. It was a bit obscure, but now it also leaves us with the a mild curse of everybody saying, well, so you're from Edmonton, right? I said, well, sort of.
Well,
sort
there's of. Also the unintended publicity that the connection with Hardcore Logo got us as well.
That's right, yeah. We when we put out our first record in the mid-2000s, we had a profile done. I think, was it CBC? I think it was CBC.
Yeah, it was CBC.
And because of the association of the name of the band with Hardcore Logo, you know, in somebody doing their research thought that we'd been a band since like the mid-90s and we're on the soundtrack for Hardcore Logo and all that. So we had a whole second career we never even knew about.
Cool.
That was fun.
But we got royalties from it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So CBC send us the checks.
Yeah.
You're from Edmonton then?
Yeah. So of the three members of the band, I'm Ross and there's Paul.
Hello.
Paul's our drummer and Brandon.
Oh, hey.
And Brandon's our bass player. And Paul and I are both originally from a suburb of Edmonton called St. Albert, which not a lot of people know or care about unless you're from there.
Uh-huh.
In which case, don't tell the people from St. Albert that they're from Edmonton. They'll get very angry.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, it's like Springfield and Shelbyville. Like, these are very, you know, very distinct places. Even though, actually, geographically, all that separates them is about three or four trees.
Yeah.
So you know, it's just a suburb. It's like being
it's like Richmond, like Burnaby.
Yeah, exactly. Like. Yeah. So yeah, I grew up there, and so did Paul, and we know each other through my brother-in-law. So yeah, family ties. Brendan, we just picked up hitchhiking along the side of a road.
Who are you guys again?
Quiet hobo. We'll feed you your.
When do I get lunch?
Brendan's from Manitoba, so that's like being from Alberta, anyways.
Yeah.
No, I mean it in a good way.
I was born in Manitoba. That's really the only
connection. You're a man of the world.
Yes, a Manitoban of the world.
Yeah.
How did you end up in Vancouver?
You know, just had a bunch of friends that moved out here and decided like it would be a good place to come pursue some artistic endeavors, and it has been.
And honestly, anything is better than Northwestern Ontario, where I grew up. So.
Yeah, there's not a lot happening.
Just to get away from the snow, really. That's the only reason why I ended up here.
Now we're just going to get a flurry of tweets where people are like... Northwestern Ontario is awesome.
No.
It's hard to tweet when you're fighting off black flies, so I think we're okay.
Hey, it's okay for people from Northwestern Ontario to just Northwestern Ontario. I'll see you outside, buddy.
We have a couple of listeners there from Ontario, so watch your mouth.
We'll take them off. We have a straight, like, in our Twitter following, we've got a bunch of people that follow us from Hamilton. I don't know how that happened. You know, just you follow a couple of bands back from Hamilton, all of a sudden... I feel like we've been adopted by the Hamilton.
You have to go play there now.
Exactly. Find out if that's real or not. I mean,
yeah, really?
Yeah.
Some cool stalker with a different IP address.
Yeah, I don't know.
60-year-old trucker.
I'm from Hamilton. All right.
And I don't know if there are people listening from Edmonton. You still have like your fan base there? Or?
I hope so. Yeah, no, we still have lots of people there. I mean, I have lots of friends and family that I grew up with that are still out there. And I have connections to, you know, the theater scene out there, which is really vibrant. Okay. The arts community in Edmonton is terrific, actually.
Yeah, actually, I really like Edmonton way better than Calgary.
Uh-oh. Oh, here we go.
We have nothing against Calgary.
Yeah.
We want to play there sometime.
Please note all opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Edmonton Block Heater.
You know, I've spent time living in every major city in this country, and I can't think of anyone that really... that I would never go back to. We had a bad experience playing in Regina once, but that's not Regina's fault. That's just the bar's fault.
Yeah. And the water's fault.
And the water. Somebody told us not to drink the water. We thought they were joking. And then I was curled up on the floor of our van, driving all the way to Calgary, having to play a show, just dehydrated.
The funny thing was, it actually ended up being probably our best show of the tour.
Yeah. Yeah, so
the zombie gets on stage, rocks out, and goes back to zombie.
Yeah, I needed a long nap after that.
Cool. Okay, well, these guys have a guitar, a couple of guitars, and a bass. So let's play a song. No, what are we gonna listen to?
So we got a couple of things. We'll do we'll do this one first. This is called Lumberyard. This is from the last record, Mars, Massachusetts.
Okay,
it's very timely at this point.
It is timely. I wrote it around the time of a federal election, feeling very despondent about politics and. Well, you know, we've got provincial election now.
Yeah, remember, folks.
Everyone go vote. Everyone go vote, whether you like it or not.
Tomorrow is starts the early voting. That's and right. Then on the 14th is the general election. I would suggest go left.
Yes, please. Go educate yourself about the issues and pick the least objectionable choice.
It's really the only chance you have for your voice to ostensibly be heard. So
yeah. So yeah, this is a sort of a veiled song of politics. It's called Lumberyard. An autumn fell with shook young leaves, flooded by the hand that cleaves. Hard times coming, chopping down to stand still. The glass half full of emptiness. A candidate assured success. Hard times coming, swallow back the horse pill. The trick is not to land someone, but hide it now until it's done. But not divine, modeled after Frankenstein. Hard times coming,
hard times coming,
lumbering down the steep hill. With body parts from criminals, attack dogs and sentinels. Hard times coming,
hard times coming.
This is not a fire drill. Electorates and seal fates, a schedule and Wendy. Arguments
that strip us bare, leave tatters of what not to wear.
More time's coming,
factor in the wind chill. Never try to cross our hearts, a lumberyard of wasted parts.
Hard times coming,
coming, yeah.
Cool. So that's Lumberyards.
Lumberyard, yeah, Lumberjard. From Mars, Massachusetts.
Okay, so I think it's time to put this.
You know, there's nothing sexier than voting on a hot summer day. Be sure to vote in the 40th provincial general election Tuesday, May 14th. For more information, go to elections.bc.ca. First I say no, I got some plans for tonight, and then I stop and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little
boy. So there you go, vote. Okay, so should we listen to Rowan? Yeah. Listen to Rowan.
Should we do another?
No, let's listen to,
Rowan
Leif Tichenor that is playing this Friday with you.
Yes, you know,
it's a pretty cool song that I really like. It's called Head On. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
I'm out of my head. Yeah, I'm out of my head. just imagine and change this costume and save myself from the evil Dr. Me. My only weakness is being human. My superpowers aren't always what they ought to be. But fuck it head on, let's hit it head on. I'll get my head on and we'll go head on. We'll take it head on, no way but head on. Get my head on, let's hit it head on. Fuck it.
So that's Roland Leaf Tichenor. He's gonna be opening the show. Yeah, he's pretty cool guitar player. Yeah, so
curious to see what it sounds like.
Yep. So that song was called Head On. And what else? Well, the show is this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association. Woo-hoo. That's 1143 Kingsway.
This Friday.
Coming
this,
out.
This Friday.
Tell your friends.
Cheap beer, free pool, free parking.
And actually a great little venue.
It's a good
It's actually a lot of fun in there. Good sight lines. Sounds good.
Yeah.
It's a fun room.
Cheap beer.
Yeah, cheap beer too, and 420 friendly. The member, the
nice, just nice people.
Not necessarily inside the
venue. No, but yeah, but just in the back. No, and the members are really cool. Really cool people that are always there supporting. And are you gonna bring your new CDs to? Do you have it?
We did. You know, for the new thing, it's digital only. So we won't officially. It's not out until June 1st. But we're gonna be streaming songs. There's already two new songs up on the website at EdmontonBlockheater.com. We might print some CDs or some vinyl if there's some demand for it. But we thought, you know, in these days of most people getting their music through iTunes, it seems to make sense to just kind of try a download only. This is a bit of an experiment for us, so we'll see.
Although we will be bringing our previous.
Oh, yes, of course. We'll always bring the earlier CDs, the other two, and t-shirts and just general good times. We'll give you hugs. We like giving hugs.
That would be a great segue to the next song that we're going to play.
Giving hugs?
No, good times.
Good times, yeah.
Good times. Is that the name of the song?
No, but that's in the chorus.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a lyrical thing, yeah.
Cool.
Subtle.
We have other things to announce. Well, we have a party tonight at this place, Hatchery. We're celebrating 2 years for this place, Hatchery. So we're going to celebrate it with an open mic tonight. So, yeah. Nice. It's going to be really cool.
There. 2 years, yeah.
Wow. 2 years there. This place, Hatchery. That's on 3293 West 4th Avenue. They're in Kitsilano, so check them out today. Tonight, we'll play a couple of the musicians that are going to be performing tonight, so later on. And so let's play another song, no?
You want to do another song?
Let's do...
I think we're good. Let's see here.
Well, Paul is, as we speak, he's managing our extensive portfolio of stocks and bonds, so we just have to make sure that he's bought low and sold high so that...
Paul's actually been on a conference call with his day job. So kids, if you want to be in a rock and roll band, you got to ask yourself, how much do you really want to do? Are you willing to come play your songs on the radio while doing a conference call?
If anybody from Paul's day job is listening, he's totally not doing that.
No.
This is the reality of indie rock.
I'm totally in the office.
It's a satellite feed. We're We're being beamed into the university campus.
It's not that Paul. It's a different Paul.
So we thought for the second song, we'd try something we haven't recorded yet. This is new. This is actually a song we will be playing full band on Friday night.
So even though you're hearing it now, if you hear it then, you'll be hearing it differently.
Okay, yeah. So this is it's not on in any album.
This is not on any album.
This is exclusive.
It's just new?
Exclusive and the listeners.
Cool. Another. We love world premieres here.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, you got yeah. it. This is called On One Condition.
Ready?
Yeah.
Nothing ever happens on one condition. There is always one condition more. You want me to put you in position for having to walk out the door. I certain kinds of promise. I comes through the clouds. I bring a noise and hail raining from our and feathered sweet little robins fed right from my mama's beaks, and all the best lessons they taught us were ones they hoped we hadn't seen. Ah, fairy tales and baubles, ah, sparkle in the light. Ah, traded for whatever gets you through the night. A good time, a good time, a good time. You promise me, yeah. Fighting for attention takes all our attention. Never question why we're through. Punches when we need caressing, stepping into every blow. Ah, hand me downs and legends. Ah, wearing out the knees. Ah, stitches on the patches on the patchwork guarantees. Good time, good time. Promise me. Nothing ever happens on one condition. There is always one condition more. Good time. You promise me a good time.
Cool.
Thank you.
Good times.
Good times. Good times.
So that was a world premiere from the Edmonton Block Heater, performing this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association with Rowan Tichenor and Nukem Nice. Let's see if we can listen to some Nukem Nice, no? I don't know.
I think that's an X.
That would be awesome.
Let's see, cause they don't have a... Yeah, they don't have music there, so...
No.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to...
There is my nip on... are you linked onto our event page for the show? I know there's one there.
One song there?
Yeah. If you go to the EBH Back at the Brit event page.
Okay, well, let's listen to another song in the meantime. This is for all the people that are in the sun today, because it's awesome, eh? It's like summer now.
It's a beautiful day. It's just like a switch flipped in the summertime.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's nice.
Loving the weather. It's so hot here in the studio, too. So let's play Sinking with the Sun. This is the Raveonettes. Okay, so that's The Raybonettes with Sinking in the Sun. Let's put some Nukem Nights. They're also playing this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association. Again, 1143 Kingsway. This is a live performance at the Railway. That's the only thing we found from these guys. This is called Don't Take It Personal. Okay, I won't.
I'll try not to.
So that's Nukem Nice.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. So these guys probably are gonna be coming tonight also at the this place Hatchery at the open mic. So they're doing open mics and stuff like going around.
Cool.
Nukem Nice. So to promote the show also on Friday, it's gonna be a cool show. Nice. Looking forward for it. And let's listen to another band that is coming tonight to this place Hatchery. These guys are called MG Graveyard, and actually they're going to be performing on May the 24th with Two Apple Tobacco, Tanya G and Stella Rene at Lana Luz. That's a Friday, May 24th. There's a book presentation by Stella Rene, Gaia's Ghost, and there's also an art exhibition with Jenny Holland. And there's going to be some poetry reading, some art there, some live music. And so it's going to be really cool. And the proceeds, it's going to be for Cythera House, which is a women's shelter transition home for battered women there in Maple Ridge. So it's a good cause. So fundraising on May 24th at Cythera, at Lana Luz, sorry. So let's listen to MG Graveyard. Check them out tonight at this place, Hatchery, and check them out at Lana Luz. on May 24th.
Yeah.
So that's MG Graveyard. They're coming tonight to play at this place, Hatchery. So should come check it out. Yeah, they're really funk guys. 3293 West 4th Avenue. They're in Kitsilano. So these guys have to go.
Yes, but thank you kindly for having us.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for
thank
sharing.
Thank you out there in Radioland.
Yeah, thanks for sharing the songs.
Our pleasure.
And yeah, looking forward to rock the BX again this Friday.
So yeah. It was a lot of fun last time, and we're happy to play again.
Who did you play with last time? Do you remember?
The Data Lessons.
Yeah,
guys
are
a blast. And
oh God, what's his name?
Chris.
Way to be prepared, guys.
Chris Forth? No.
Well,
we had like almost 300 bands almost that have been through the BX.
I should be able to tell you in short order here.
In a year and a half or so that we've been doing the gigs, we had like almost 300 bands playing there.
That's
so
great.
Great music scene here in Vancouver. Huh?
Yeah, well, and it's nice when people, you know, places like that will support local bands. It gives you some alternatives to the usual venues downtown and stuff. So it's nice.
Yeah.
It's right in my neighborhood, so.
Yeah.
Cool. Nice. Yeah, it's only $5.
Yeah.
It's a good deal. Get in. Come
did
on
we
out.
Mention cheap beer?
Super cheap beer.
A good beer.
Yeah. And they have Scottish beer there. It's like the only place that have that particular brand of Scottish beer.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should say on air, but you should go and check it out.
Yeah.
It's really cool
you
beer.
Get it.
Maybe they'll send you some.
Yeah.
They'll give you a discount if you wear a kid.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah,
think that's true. But
yeah, actually,
they
yeah.
might not like me saying that.
Yeah, we have a band.
Everyone wear kilts.
We have
Ross. I'll give you a discount.
I'll give you a discount on your beer if you wear a kilt.
We had people come in kilts actually.
I'm not surprised.
We that's had people playing in kilts also, like the 3 o'clock Animals. They have a Scottish guy, and he always plays with his kilt.
Well, it's breathable.
So yeah,
I can't argue about that.
And well, you know, it's nice to have a little bit of air around the you know
the area of musical inspiration.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so let's listen to Hammer and Nail. That's from the new CD.
Uh-huh. This is the first track off the upcoming EP.
June 1st.
June 1st.
Cool. Don't miss these guys this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the sun.
Yeah.
I
So that's Lisa's Hotcakes from Vancouver, from the CD Love Hurts. That song is called Paradise. This one is called Secrets. Yeah, pretty rocking band. May 22nd, the next music from Tokyo Volume 5 is coming back to town. That's a really amazing, amazing show. Words fail to describe the awesomeness of the bands that are coming straight from Tokyo this year. Mouse on the Keys, Kinoko Teikoku, China, and Hara from Hell are coming to town. So we're going to put Kinoko Teikoku, which is one of my favorite bands right now, actually. So I'm pretty excited to check them out. May 22nd at the Rickshaw Theater. It's going to be an amazing show, so don't miss that. This is called Eureka. We'll be right back. So that falls. They're coming to Vancouver, actually, at the end of May. So you should check them out. They're super, really awesome band from the UK. The name of the album is Holy Fire, and the song is Late Night. And before that, we listen to Creef. We're at 100,000 pieces. Pretty cool. Also, we're just waiting here for Alex from Mantis Cabinet. You just listened to the Morning After show. My name is Osvaldo Perez. So I don't know if Alex is coming. If not, in the meantime, I'm going to put some mouse on the keys. These guys are coming on May 22nd to the Rickshaw Theater. You should probably get your tickets at Zulu Records, Red Cat Records, Neptune, or High Life Records there at Commercial Drive. Or get them online also. I think it's on Ticket Web. Online is Ticket Web. Yeah, you shouldn't miss these guys. It's really cool. So let's put something live, no? Let's put something they play live. Mouse on the Keys all the way from Tokyo.